The Book of Genesis, Chapter 18. And Yahweh appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and noticed three men stood across from him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the earth, and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, don't pass away, I pray you, from your slave. Let now a little water be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and strengthen your heart. After that you will pass on, since you have come to your slave." And they said, "Do so, as you have said." And Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quickly prepare three seahs of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a tender and good calf and gave it to the attendant, and he hurried to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they ate. And they said to him, "Where is Sarah your wife?" And he said, "Look in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you when the season comes around. And see, Sarah your wife will have a son." And Sarah heard in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And Sarah laughed inside herself, saying, "After I am waxed old shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also." And Yahweh said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I certainly bear a child who am old?' Is anything too hard for Yahweh? At the set time I will return to you when the season comes around and Sarah will have a son." Then Sarah denied it, saying, "I didn't laugh," for she was afraid. And he said, "No, but you did laugh." And the men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahweh said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do, seeing that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him? For I have known him, to the end that he may command his sons and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Yahweh may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And Yahweh said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to its Sodom's cry, which has come to me. And if not, I will know." And the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will you consume the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps there are 50 righteous inside the city. Will you consume and not spare the place for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be that from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be that from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" And Yahweh said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous inside the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake." And Abraham answered and said, "Seeing now that I have taken on myself to speak to the Lord, who am but dust and ashes, perhaps there will lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find there 40 and 5. And he spoke to him yet again and said, "Perhaps there will be 40 found there." And he said, "I will not do it for the 40's sake." And he said, "Oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Perhaps there will be 30 found there." And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Seeing now that I have taken on myself to speak to the Lord, perhaps there will be 20 found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the 20's sake." And he said, "Oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Perhaps 10 will be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the 10's sake." And Yahweh went his way as soon as he had left off communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.